1 Peter 3:21 says,
baptism which corresponds to this now saves you not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through Jesus Christ.
Through Jesus Christ.
It isn't the removal of dirt from the body. In other words, the saving aspect to it is not what this water does. The saving aspect has to do with the conscience. You guys heard that, right? Conscience. What does that have to do with? Folks, this baptism, when we put these folks in this water, it's a testimony of their burial, their death, their burial, their spiritual resurrection. It's a testimony to their commitment to follow Christ. They are making a public proclamation before you guys. There is definitely a conscience issue here. Baptism does matter. You guys ever wondered why in the world, if God wanted us to be so clear that baptism doesn't save, why in the world would He ever say things like, believe and be baptized, or repent and be baptized? I'm not saying that this water does anything as far as cleansing of sin, as far as salvation. But what I'm saying is, it is very interesting that God puts baptism very closely connected with faith and repentance. Why? Because, folks, the testimony matters. And as we have said many times, but I'll remind you once again, over in Turkey, over in Romania, in many of the places where we have works overseas, you know what? The families will tolerate the children saying, or the family members saying that they're Christians. But what really draws the line is when they get baptized. That's what sets people off. Baptized. Folks, men and women have died. Many of our brothers and sisters have been taken to glory because of their testimony of baptism led to their martyrdom. Many. And as I've said before, and this is an incredible testimony. How many of you, I love doing this, but how many of you here right now, you were not what we would consider baptism, but what is often called baptism. You were baptized in a Presbyterian church or a Catholic church. You were baptized in a Lutheran church or a Congregational church or an Episcopalian church or a Methodist church, which wasn't baptism at all. You maybe got a little water splashed on your forehead as a little baby. Or you did get immersed, but you weren't saved. And then later you went and got baptized for real. How many of you have had that happen? Raise your hands. A lot of us. You know what that tells us? Folks, if we lived 400 years ago, we would not have been reformers. We would have been the Anabaptists, the rebaptizers. That's what the Catholics and that's what the Reformers identified them as. And brethren, if you know your history right, even though sometimes we so strongly advocate, sometimes those men like the Zwinglis and the Luthers, that we you know, because of their doctrine, we kind of associate ourselves with, let me remind you that those men either directly, or at least they gave approval to the killing of the Baptist in that day. Why? Their convictions over baptism by immersion. Their convictions that Christians alone should be baptized. You see it. We are the rebaptizers of today. Although we only believe that there is one baptism, we don't believe those other things are true at all. We don't believe that whatever happened when you were lost counts for anything. This is a testimony for people who are professing Christ. And that's what these two have professed before this church. Mark and Michelle have professed to being followers of the Christ. And in light of that testimony, we want to baptize them right now. Ladies first. Thank you. Now we tend to get a good tidal wave out of the tank when we do this, so it's coming somebody's way. Like Michelle, we're going to baptize you as a testimony. We trust you're going to lay hold on eternal life. We trust you're going to follow Christ. We trust that your commitment in life is going to be to Him. That you're going to rise up out of these waters and follow Him. We baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Save you. We baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this very beautiful day. Lord, we thank you that in our generation you've given us the heritage of those men and those women who have gone before us, who have stood for the truth, who have stood for believers' baptism, those who have given their lives. Lord, those who don't put any trust in the waters, but they put the trust in the blood of Jesus Christ Himself. Those who have gone before and boldly proclaimed their testimonies before a watching world by going into the baptismal waters, professing themselves followers of Christ. We are thankful that in our day we are those followers of Christ. Thank you for your mercies. I pray for Mark and Michelle. God, hold them. Father, please, we pray that you would not let them stray, don't let them wander. Keep them close to you. Keep them in the bonds of your love. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
For more media content from I'll Be Honest, visit us online at illbehonest.com.